B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Brought to you by Party City. This week at Party City, get amazing summer party deals on pool inflatables, solid color table covers, and more. Party City. Oh, it's on. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Lita.
Hey.
What's up, girl?
Well, I met a guy online, Malcolm, and he was really awesome. So everything was seemingly going really nicely. We decided we wanted to meet up. So I went to the restaurant, and I waited for an hour and a half for this guy to show up.
He didn't show up?
No, he didn't show up. I didn't get a phone call, a text, nothing.
You waited a long time.
Yeah, that's excessive. And I can't believe people are still standing up people in 2019. But anyways.
I know, it's so lame. So, but I wanted to know, I mean, did something go on? I haven't been able to get him on the phone or talk to him online at all. So I don't know what exactly went on. I thought that we had a great connection, you know.
Was there like a last message you guys had, or?
You know, the last conversation we really had was actually about the last episode of Game of Thrones. I'm not a huge fan of the last episode, you know. I mean, we went back and forth on that. He's really a huge fan, but I don't think that was the reason. I don't think there's anything in there that, you know.
Yeah.
My opinion on that would have made him.
Like, he's like, this. I dare. She does not agree with me on Game of Thrones. Okay, well, we'll try calling him next. Hopefully, we get in contact with him.
Now, back to the second date update on the 10.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, we just spoke to Lita. I love that name, Lita, L-I-T-A. And so she was talking with this dude online, Malcolm. And the end, that's the story, because they agreed to meet at a restaurant, and Lita went and waited for 90 minutes.
Way too long.
You know what sucks? I bet you, I mean, I could be wrong, but you didn't eat in those 90 minutes, did you?
No.
Ah! Because you're like, the whole time you're like, you're starving. You're like, should I just get something to eat? And you don't, because you don't want to be rude. But then it looks weird. It gets to the point where people start noticing and they're like, oh no, she's being stood up. Like, this dude ruined the day of a lot of people. So we're gonna try and call him, because you haven't been able to contact him since then, right?
No, not at all.
All right, so we're going to try for you, okay?
Hello.
Hi, is this Malcolm?
Uh-huh. Who's
it? We got Malcolm. Malcolm, please don't hang up. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa from Hot 96.9, the radio station. We got your phone number from a girl who would love to go out with you on a date, and we're willing to pay for the date if you're down to go out with this girl. And I'm even going to tell you the girl's name.
Which girl? Who's hitting me up?
Well, before I tell you her name, let me just tell you that this is what we're offering you. You get to pick where you'd like to go. We'll set the whole thing up. We'll pay for it, and we'll provide the girl. And I'm going to tell you her name now. And the only request I have of you is that you actually show up to the date, because apparently you didn't last time. Her name is Lita.
yeah.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
You know,
and I got a bone to pick with you about it.
You know who we're talking about?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Why'd you stand her up?
I don't. Do you really want to know the answer to that question?
Absolutely.
Like
my proudest.
Well, before you answer, is it because of the Game of Thrones disagreement?
No, it's not.
Oh, that thing.
Okay.
That ruined a lot of relationships.
So we met on one of the dating apps, you know, and on Lita's profile, she's one of those girls who uses pictures of, like, groups of friends, you know what I mean? Which is fine, and shows you a social life in that. But, like, if all of your photos are not only a group of friends, but the same group of friends, it can be a little confusing.
Yeah, I hate that. Because you never know who's who.
Yeah, you have to like, you're kind of banking on.
Right.
Yeah, okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
And in those groups of friends, there's always a couple of real, like, not attractive people.
So, in all these photos, there's this girl who's, I mean, just a 10, just a bombshell, you know? And then there's, like, a couple of girls who are, you know, 7, maybe 8 on a good day, you know? And then there's a 2, you know? There's a 2 in these photos as well. And I just hope, you know, statistically speaking.
Yeah, you had a 75% chance of getting with somebody who would be at least average.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. At least we'll have a good time and maybe things will happen, you know? What are the odds that in all of them, it's going to be the rhino?
Oh, and, my God.
Stop. Malcolm, lead us on the phone. She heard that.
A rhino?
Wait, what?
Lead us on the phone. She heard what you just said.
Excuse me, you took a risk? Is that bad time?
Yeah.
Sorry,
it was a little misleading, don't you think?
My friends and I always hang out. Yeah, they're hot. We all are.
Well, I mean, some of you are. Sure.
Oh my God!
You were hoping for one of my other ones, but if you can't handle somebody who's strong and confident, I don't know what the problem.
Yeah, strong like the wildebeest.
Oh, oh my God!
You
am so
really?
Mean. Oh, dude.
Hey, I'm sorry. Like, you gotta have at least one photo to show people like what they're getting up into. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So wait, let's just ask Malcolm. Would you be down to give Lita a date to get to know her better?
Nah, no.
Go buy a Barbie.
Yo, Leah, but before you go, can you do me one big favor? The girl who is a 10, or really any of your friends, are they all single?
Okay.
Monday on the second date update on the 10.
Yeah, we're going to do it again. And here's the lesson. Before we even play the second date update on the 10s on Monday, here's the lesson. If you have a wedding this weekend, perhaps, and you're thinking about bringing somebody who you just started seeing, change your plans. Go alone. Don't do it, or else you'll end up on the second date update of the 10.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.